Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I
would. Appreciate you coming out to fuck with us in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep.
Heads up, eyes open to fifth clip. Face let me get some of this here shit. This be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold to the seas, we talking about the path to clubs. Like at the party clubs, that is. I would never violate the cold of the seas. Would never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I never will go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gon' go. One thing for sure, two things for certain. There's no to shut up motherfuckers like us. They gon' have to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would I like a hoe. Never been punk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level hoe. Or go get a shovel hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I never switch, never snitch, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And now we'll be perfected and pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitation. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
Never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, now wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I'm made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This thing gon' never change. Never gon' bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swore to God I'd stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's insane, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the thing, dawg. Too many homies dying young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected.
Never, never.
pain in the griddle in the middle like Moni. You're phony cause your style's baloney, but I rock with no filler. Ain't a girl in Sierra putting rappers on ice and lock the bodies in the chiller. The way you bust it up, I up Chuck Nasty style like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I throw you deep beneath the surface. It's the rays from Page, I heat it up like a furnace. My steel got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, an alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style sharp as cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll over that chicken shit you're plucking. You're stuckin', stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothin'. A teacher, believe this shit, but head just get played out like Beavis. Receive it, it's yours, lyrical murder, but still rocking on.
Rock on, rock on, the lady you raised, lyrical murderers, the baddest lyricist.
Now I'm an explosive vocalist, make your ear just to focus. No hocus pocus, no bogus, I'm the dopest. Lyrically the locust, what? It's so cold pathetic. I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathic, from this mouth of madness. Flows one of the baddest in existence, my existence is prevalent. Not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking out snot. Cause I slam like collision for your vision to me. And you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it.
Damn.
I take a puff and I blow out like Moby. Running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, you rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights. Trying to catch it, slamming through the radio in the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away, cut down, mowed away, curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller, motherfucking MC cold killer. When I cock back, you better drop that, yo hop back, I rocked at the dawn, yes I'm still rock on.
Rock on, rock on, the lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist born. Rock on, rock on, the lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist.
Nothing's more important than stopping fascism, because fascism will stop us all.
Back when I was young, I knew this shit would come. Black dreams, a blank canvas, paint the picture with some mud. Trees wash up the system, sanitize our brothers. Black cars, black clothes, black make everything glow. Black homes, black stores, we need more that's black owned. Uncle Tom, Susie Dance, better take some facts home. Revolution, real shit, if you scared to stay at home. Real, recognize real, all that fake shit don't condone. And we posted at the Hampton House. Now we ain't leaving this bitch, less me in handcuffs and shackles. They know the people shut shit down, so they don't wanna battle. It's free of all and fuck the law, they label all felons for nothing. If we gon' die, then we gon' all fall for something. I told my niggas we gon' all ball. Just understand it, money made to manage. Turn ourselves against us, separate and make them hold standards. Better take your temperature when you speak in the camera. Power to the people, make them stand down. My city home to a lot of broken homes. What the fuck is going on? We need structure. They locked up the ones that lead the throne, trying to take away the throne. Hop up on the track, I bring that shit back. I'm from where that loose lip talking to get your shit snapped. Grew up with a vision in the book, write about what I saw. Dodging these prisons and closed castes because I'm black. And we got in the glow from the seas to the flow. Nigga, watch me grow. Third I move away, then I woke. Got it in my mind, so I'ma do it. I can't waste no time, can let them devils outdo me. Ever since school, man, them teachers try to screw me. Ever since the JIT, every time I get up in the stool, I'm making hits. Ever since the JIT, I knew that I was gonna be rich. When I fumbled with that ball, I had to pick it up. I ain't even trip, I'm from the trenches. Target on my back, another victim. I'ma go out blast before they get me. And I forgot to mention that my brother's coming with me for a semi. We do more than talk on instrumentals. We get up and get it known around the city for some victory. Yes, we did it. No television, it's the real image. I'll go back third act cause I got a different vision. And I'ma fuck the flow up. I'ma hop up on the track and fuck the flow up. I've been rapping for the world, they need to know us. I'ma stand up for my people, stand up for the world. I'ma stand up for my people where we come from. Then that nigga hitting every note, let it go. Step up out the water, I'm a boat. And everything I wrote is black rope. Everything I own is black owned, nigga.
Like we always did, if you actually make the business at the age of 20, and you say, I don't want to make that commitment on this because of different reasons that I'm too young and say, I want to live a little bit longer. What you did, you did already.
Let me say it in the spirit of liberation. I've been gone for a little while. At least my body's been gone. You ain't got to see that to me. At least my body's been gone for a little while. But I'm back now, and I believe that I'm back to stay. I believe that I'm going to do my job, and I believe that I was born not to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die from slipping on a piece of ice. I don't believe I'm going to die because I got a bad heart. I don't believe I'm going to die because of lung cancer. I believe that I'm going to be able to die in the thing that I was born for. I believe that I'm going to be able to die high off the people. I believe that I will be able to die as a revolutionary in the international revolutionary proletarian struggle. Why don't you live for the people? Why don't you struggle for the people? Why don't you die for the people?
Don't be late. Yes, you are. No matter where we face, we must face the moment of truth, baby.
They say it's lonely at the top in whatever you do. You always gotta watch motherfuckers around you. Nobody's invincible, no plan is foolproof. We all must meet our moment of truth. The same shiesty cats that you hang with and do your thing with could set you up and wet you up. Nigga, peep the language, it's universal. You play with fire, it may hurt you or burn you. Lessons are blessings you should learn through, let's face facts. Although MCs lace tracks, it doesn't mean behind the scenes there ain't no dirt to trace back. That goes for all of us, there ain't nobody to trust. It's like sabotage, it's got me ready to bust. But I can't jeopardize what I've done up to this point. So I'ma get more guys to help me run the whole joint. Cultivate, multiply, motivate, or else we'll die. You know I'll be the master of the who, what, where, and why. See when you're shining, some chumps will wanna dull ya. Always selfish, jealous punks will wanna pull ya down. Just like some shellfish in a bucket, cause they love it to see your ass squirm like a worm. But just as you receive what is coming to you, everybody else is gonna get this too. I ain't no saint, therefore I cannot dispute that everyone must meet their moment of truth. Actions have reactions, don't be quick to judge. You may not know the hardships people don't speak of. It's best to step back and observe with coup, for we all must meet our moment of truth. Sometimes you gotta dig deep. When problems come near, don't fear. Things get severe for everybody, everywhere. Why do bad things happen to good people? Seems that life is just a constant war between good and evil. The situation that I'm facing is mad amazing. To think such problems can arise from minor confrontations. Now I'm contemplating in my bedroom pacing. Dark clouds over my head, my heart's racing. Suicide? Nah, I'm not a foolish guy. Don't even feel like drinking or even getting high. Cause all that's gonna do really is accelerate the anxieties that I wish I could alleviate. But wait, I've been through a whole lot of other shit before, so I ought to be able to withstand some more. But I'm sweating though, my eyes are turning red, and yo, I'm ready to lose my mind, but instead I use my mind. I put down the knife and take the bullets out my nine. My only crime was that I'm...
Grandma Sherman, we're live.
Grandma, right on. Heads up, eyes open, the fist clench. Y'all know who this is, how we do this. Let's get locked and loaded for another episode of Free 'Em All Radio. We here at Intellectual Radio. We rolling the label quality time. Our way is quantity time. Let's get ready to make history, take history, and tape history. This weekly program of the Black Panther Party Cubs, hosted by yours truly. Just do that one more time, y'all. You know, so we coming in live and direct. Heads up, eyes open, and fists clenched. Let's see where I gotta put this at. Find a space right there. Right there. Here's the physical. If y'all can't call for the call. Welcome to Free 'Em All Radio. We can put program hosted by the Black Panther Party Cubs. Weekly program, excuse me, weekly program. Let me slow down, y'all. Weekly program with Black Panther Party Cubs, hosted by yours truly, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. and Robin Allen, a.k.a. the Lady Rage. She's online with us, y'all. A few situations right now. What is though, y'all? Hope y'all know this. If y'all can't take a pause for the calls, open those front doors and back windows. I know it's kind of hot outside. But let them know. You know, so they can turn, they can listen to this while they're riding, while they're in the barbershop chair, the beauty salon, wherever they at. You know what I'm saying? They can go. Again, they can listen to Real Mar Radio. You know what I'm saying? Worst case scenario, go back and check it. The broadcast gonna post on YouTube live. You know, years ago we should say this is the show that you cancel watch Empire for. You know what I'm saying? But again, Real Mar Radio, 929-477-3785-708-223-8953. Got a lot of things happening right here, y'all. Berwyn. Man, you know, I was young, so we hear about Berwyn, you know, borderlines, where to go, where not to go, you know what I'm saying? Cicero, Berwyn, Chicago, you know what I'm saying? Green World, for all practical purposes, remains the top segregated city in the country. And that's, you know, Dr. King, when he came to Chicago, shortly after, I think, leaving Alabama, you know, confronting, I think, in particular, Marquette Park, he said, man, the race issue, he ain't seen nothing like it. That's when he came to Chicago, big, you know, and even, he was talking about Al Capone living in Chicago, you know what I'm saying, within that, his medical houses in Cicero, you know what I'm saying, went along. A lot of rebellions, you know what I'm saying, throughout our country. Just in the race contradictions, you know what I'm saying, intensified in places like Cicero, Berwyn, you know, places that black people, like, you know, we, I mean, it was like, you know what I'm saying, understood how to go, you know. And just a recent contradiction, if y'all go look, type it in right now, his brother was doing a job, he was, a tree cutting job over in Berwyn, and it's a west suburb, and you know, the Forest Park, Berwyn, so on and so forth, all that old park, that area. So, you know, geographically speaking, it ain't that far, but man, it's a different world. You gotta be clear, like, kind of like, you know, guessing from Chicago, you have to be cognizant of the street tribe dynamic, you know what I'm saying? Like, somebody say 55th, you know what I'm saying? Your tone was, you know, side of the boulevard to go on, where you at, so on and so forth. And remember this one brother, I was going to get the conflicts on 47, and he just, and I said, man, you know where you at? And it was right past Union Pass, Halsted on the other side. And I said, you didn't know about this? He said, no. I said, man, this is foreign territory, you know what I'm saying? Bridgeport, Canary View, and if I can go on being that now, like Chicago, every other place is impacted by the gentrification, but yet the land grab. However, you could, you know, say those borderlines. They, like I said, I grew up. On public transportation, I fell asleep on the bus coming from school, and I woke up and seen white people on the bus. It was given. I missed my stop. It was understood. But pull up this case, this brother. This tree cutting, man, he was just still hot too, in regards to some brothers that got beat down heavily. Uprisings happening over there. I've seen Cicero, Berwyn in particular, but that's last week. This is, trustee or something, or I can't call him right now. Brother, the older captain, you know, that's been like 50-something. She had his old contract because of my tree out there down in the backyard. So she come through, she, man, you know, she, hey, straight up, because in a raw, man. Man, going the whole thing. What the nigga doing back here, you know what I'm saying? And they got no corners with him. And then she called the police. And then he asked her the problem. She told him, she said, same thing she said to him. And the area, and I tell you a lot of times, that Karen phenomenon, people say, man, they be trying to be malicious with this lady named, this folks on the day, I think they love Dorsey, she does this relationship thing. And she was saying, y'all be in these relationships, and y'all think the other person is being intentionally malicious, so they just hold on, thought out, to go at you, do something malicious to you, And mind you, this is different from a reference them from their childhood thing. And I use that political analysis, the race and the class contradiction. Not, you know, coming up with this, you left the hook. But a lot of people look at it like it's trying to disrespect it. This is, man, people are, the policies on how black people are viewed to be treated as, like, we should say, the Rodney Dangerfields of all races. I know a lot of them are. I see the nation depending right on free them all. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Man, I got to tell them, I know we kind of right on. Man, free Tyrone Pettis. I was about to say that, you know what I'm saying? We was, the number N-52785. Then we put up there with prison. He's in also, niece. And along with G. Floyd, who his brother, your uncle, I was using the process, making some moves today, you know what I'm saying? And that kind of threw us off track for a number of reasons, but put, you know, so we, you know, we, you know, we like a boxing ring, we're going to go into the corner and get a shot of one and, you know, come back out swinging. So put out the prison, too, you know, so get one prison, one contact. Again, Tyrone, that's 52785. Y'all tuning in live and direct on Freedom Hall Radio. We're talking about the conditions in Berwyn, you know what I'm saying? It's microcosm, you know, this country. Some places, you just, you know, you're fortunate and unfortunate to have it blatantly expressed. Some people say, you know, what you mean, fortunate, unfortunate, you know, like the pros and cons of, like, you know, terror. You know, what you mean, you support Trump? No, I'm saying certain times, I mean, the upfront, a major tool, a major apparatus that's been sort of utilized by this system, the race question. And, you know what I'm saying, and there's periods of time we could, you know, engage in these, you know, this idealism, post-racial society, and, you know, I just see people, you know, this dynamic, this trying to stay. Now, I got things supposed to be done today, but even when another cut the trees, when he went to the mayor, remember, he said, the mayor told me, yeah, we gave a verbal, you know, reprimand, you know, it's cool, keep it, you know, keep it moving. Like, man, dude was like, man, what? And he got his, he's showing his permits and all. Oh, see, the deal is politics trust legality, the law, it, you know what I'm saying, your astrological sign of a person, a good person, a bad person. It's like a politics to a pit bull when you hear about it, you know what I'm saying? You come to court, you say, man, my dog, like my neighbor had a pool, a pit bull. There's a certain... Just go into the bay of everybody else, you know, take this because of the politics of what, you know what I'm saying, what pit bulls have been the politicized to be. You sometimes you say, oh, my pit bull is different, it's not, and you really sound like Charlie Brown teacher, you know, like, wah, it sound good. Black people, you know what I'm saying? I mean, when you go for loans, or you go for credit, you know what I'm saying? The police pull you, all this, brother got his permits and everything. But you know what I'm saying? So those who are familiar with Berwyn, y'all feel free to call in, as we say, club in with us. You know, y'all thoughts on that. We're talking, yes, we moving the groove, y'all. Oh, I need all hands and all paws on deck, y'all. Need all hands and all paws on deck. We need this Friday. We need y'all this Friday, 804 South 17th Avenue, Maywood, Illinois. Now, if anybody can guess what it is, gotta check your pulse. In fact, let me check your political pulse, see if you're still breathing. That's the Hampton House. We having a pre-chairman for his streets party. You know what I'm saying? Don't start yet. The clean up and clean out. Yeah. So we're going to be, We have to show some youngsters recently came and have announced some brothers playing them without work detailing. Said, youngsters kind of like Eric, you know, he don't do this and then. Brother said, and one of the brothers said, hey, man, unfortunately, everybody, see, even half an hour house, the dogs do work around here, man. Everybody go to work around, man, right here. So we're going to be doing that. So, y'all, you get any bleach, garbage bags, bring them, you know what I'm saying, the gloves, masks, bring them, you know what I'm saying. We at the Hampton House, and the barbecue going down, too. I'm here, they grill that fish, and we'll be going down. So that's 804 South 17th Avenue, Maywood, Illinois. Also, this is rough draft for the wire, y'all. August 30th is going down. And we expecting some calls calling today. There's some proposals about us in regards to Rainbow, like the present day Rainbow Coalition. People want to know, and we want to, you know, we take these programs and the politics of the past party very seriously. You know what I'm saying? So we have some questions we want to ask some forces, and some, you know. And because, you know, it's like everything in the party, the minister UEP said, that was these internal struggles within the Panther Party about the gun. Some people like was in that movie, Police Academy. You see, dude come in, with a gun, with a gun, with a gun. Man, Vision there, Mr. UAP knew that this wasn't, we must even politicize the gun. What makes our gun different than the police gun? And see, the leather jacket, you do that some places you end up in the park, Mr. UAP knew that pulled the uniform back. Because some places, some cats, they can put the cart before you, before the horse. Just those uniforms on, but the politics of it. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people say, we do our events. It's a certain politic to it. You know what I'm saying? Even when there were internal contradictions going within the Panther Party, say, they can't walk up on it and say, hold on, watch it. That's a Panther. How you know? Where you walk? Where she talk? It's a, so, man, and I tell people, go look. What breeds having labor pain and still cooking breakfast at the breakfast program? What emboldens, you know what I'm saying? What 10 to 24 years old, stand up, you know what I'm saying? I mean, one guy's a kid told me, yeah, man, if back then everybody had programs, free birth program. Another one was just, he jumped in and said, hold on, man, we weren't giving away no free food. We went up with that. I said, I appreciate you getting it clear. It's a certain, no slight, no ego tripping, but this is a certain policy, and it wasn't charity. The way we served, the way we organized, what you say, it's a politic to this here. Our events, you know what I'm saying? The terms we use, all that. The IRB, the term revolutionary, how we, it's a certain dynamic to it that's standing the test of time. And sometimes I even, you know, start questioning myself, you know what I'm saying? I mean, damn, am I going too hard for this here? I looked on YouTube the other day, this little young brother, one of our youth troops, I ain't, you know what I'm saying, I ain't seen him in some years. He was on being interviewed on one of his YouTube channels. He had a couple more youngsters with him. He just brought thing. You know the youngsters doing their thing. And, man, it messed me up. The interviewer asked him, what made y'all, what encouraged you to do this here with you? And I, you know, and this little brother said, man, he said, man, hey, Chairman Fred, I'm joining the Black Panther Party, man. He said, man, the cuz, man, that impact on this. I said, damn, you never know how, you know what I'm saying, it sticks with you. Malcolm X is a child. His parents were Garveyites. Yeah, what was thing, Detroit Red and all that. But you never know just the impact. You know what I'm saying? And, man, James Amos, who played James Evans on Good Times, his grandparents' home was a layover for the Garveyites. You never know, you know what I'm saying, the impact you have on people. You know, I mean, I say it like in a joking way. It took, it's a story about Future. Future say, as a child, he remember approaching Scottie Pippen for an autograph. And Scottie Pippen was, you know, he was real dismissive. Like, you know, this damage came to the point he was targeting on Scottie Pippen for his wife. You never know who you impact, you know what I'm saying, in different ways, you know what I'm saying? And that, you know what I'm saying, that, I can't think of the countless of individuals that impacted me. You know, I'm watching them, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes it's intentional, it's non-intentional. So that's what we're moving and grooving, y'all. Y'all tune in with us, call in. I'm going to get a call in 929-477-3785. Andrew, you some other reports y'all supposed to call in. Y'all thoughts about, you know, saying this proposal about the Rainbow Coalition, this event we want to do, and I, you know, we know the proposal. So feel free to call in. Make sure you press 1. Also, you know what I'm saying, I just came back from a phenomenal event in Cleveland, Ohio, you know what I'm saying, with the Rice family. You know what I'm saying? I touched down with a number of people, Tamir Rice, mother Tamir Rice, his brother Dion, his father, August 5th in Dayton, Ohio, you know what I'm saying, when the mass shooting happened, you know, his father, I mean, get killed right there, you know what I'm saying, in his hand, and he holding while he died, you know what I'm saying, his lady, everybody there is going down, another sister, she there, her son got shot 76 times in Atlanta. You in a room with people, and you don't know all these different, you know what I'm saying, testimonies that happen. You never know. And I tell you, you know what I'm saying, we got to wear it. We got to get, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody saying, okay, take a break. You go to Dr. Phil couch to give you a breather. You know, let's talk this out. You stick in the movie. Sometimes we release it on each other. So, you know what I'm saying? It becomes so toxic, we hold it in, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't even know even the room I was in with people, it was how therapeutic to talk, you know, lay it out, you know? And so, as Sarah Sakura said, we can't get used to this, we can't normalize this, y'all. And every day we hear about these different cases, you know what I'm saying? Like all these shootings, or police, you know what I'm saying, police shot somebody, you know what I'm saying? And what's terrible, but it's fine is, it's terrible, it's bad, but it's good, because it's a climate now. Well, at least just acknowledge. You think back, you know, 10 years ago, what did you do? You know, I can't believe police done that. At least it's acknowledged now. Like, yeah, this what they do. You know, the first thing to address the problem, you know, recognizing that you have a problem with alcohol and other entities use that axiom. Yeah, but you start hearing Katherine Johnston. See, oh, you know what I'm saying? Atlanta, Georgia. You know what I'm saying? Got, you know, a shot up by the police, you know, and you start saying, okay, well, maybe, you know, man, that's aberration. You hear about these, you know what I'm saying? You're not, you know what I'm saying, back to back. It becomes normalized. You become immune to it. You can't become immune to this shit, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And like I say, if you want to just hypothetically change the narrative, switch the narrative around. Say, man, you know, since you know, I heard the police just shot, you know, shot some poodles. What? You even watch yourself. Say, you know, say, how did you respond to that? You hear about the, you know, see, we're talking about, man, I told across seas, man, in contradiction. You know, this is the belly, this is the shot caller, U.S. imperialism. Oh, okay, what's happening? I'm losing. Oh, wow. Oh, you got that was on. I'm going to come right back in on, what this is, on Facebook. You start in school and media reports, you know, so what they report, how to report, how to bombard you, what sticks in your mind, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You got to ask these questions, like, and it's really clear, what is the role of the media? It's the apparatus of the system, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying, even when they do speech writing, you see my speech writing class, you know, what subject is, you know, sticking in down at the bottom, and you go gloss past it. It doesn't strike you. You know, be honest with yourself. If you heard anything about recently, you know what I'm saying, a senior, you know what I'm saying, the word Flossmore, Illinois, does that sound, it sound anywhere vaguely familiar? If, you know what I'm saying, be honest with yourself. Can't take a chance, take a pause for the calls. Type it in. Just see what happened, you know what I'm saying, recently in Flossmore, Illinois. Type in, so a 64-year-old, was 64 years old?
Yep.
Type in 64-year-old shot. And y'all think about that for a minute. Type it in, y'all, you know what I'm saying? And just, you know, just type it in. And they ask some questions, like, you know what I'm saying? They ask, say, okay, if you did hear about it, how was it normal? You know, why didn't stick with you? You know what I'm saying? If you didn't hear about it, why you didn't hear about it? Why it's not a conversation? You know what I'm saying? We're going to see the time. We're going to talk about this here, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about what's happening here. You know what I'm saying? The protocol, police terrorism, the difficult position that black people in particular are put in for the quote-unquote choices. I'm sorry, the quote-unquote choices of tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about election time. People say, okay, choose this or that. We're talking about the type of narcotics we decide that we got to choose from. You know what I'm saying? The type of jobs on the plantation. Or even when there's conflicts in our community where people say, well, what are you doing with something in your community? You call the police? You know what I'm saying? What those... people say, damn, I just can't see what you're saying. Well, sometimes we got to call. Or the police do this and that. There's something. It's not a question. It cannot be the value or minimized to a question of a police, a good police or a bad police. When there's a, as Minister UAP News said, an occupying army. You know what I'm saying? In other words, just look at the Philippines, look at the Vietnam, look at Africa. You know what I'm saying? When troops are designated, there's a war, they say, okay, Ukraine, let's go with that. Some people can relate to that. I don't know the discussion is now. Policies. You say, man, well, this soldier, they cool me. You know, so this soldier is a Capricorn. They get along with Aquarius. So wait a minute. They have this an occupying army. Certain when they say, okay, we're going in Vietnam, the Tet Offensive. Or certain moves, you know what I'm saying? They're going to make certain moves on. They, you know what I'm saying? They don't debate it back and forth. Hey, Sergeant, hold on, man. You know, the psychology on how you train. It came out about the image of black people on the training that they use. You know what I'm saying? I remember Centralia. We call it Clan Trail. They had our photographs. I have pictures of us. Matt was blowing so big, like a poster of me. They did target practice on this here. This the psychology. You know what I'm saying? Again, it's like how you, a lot of us, we hear pit bull. It's a certain dynamic on, you know what I'm saying, the politics of it. How black people, you know, the certain calls, you know what I'm saying, how this occupying army, how the media, how they'll say that trickle down to how it's reported and not reported. And again, how the police move. I hope y'all took a pause for the calls and let me know. That's right on. You got Mark Clemson tapped in with us, you know, no doubt. For those that ain't not familiar with this, Mark Clemson is, you know what I'm saying? If I was to take the narrative of what happened to him, you know, in Chicago, and just, you know what I'm saying, put another location, another community. So, whoa, this is horrible, you know what I'm saying? So in Chicago, you know what I'm saying, tortured by, you know, homegrown terrorists. That was Lieutenant John Burge. It wasn't just him, but, you know, he was equipped with like a local hit crew, but the whole machinery of it. Who was the state attorney? You know what I'm saying? Matt Daley. You know, the politics of this here. The police, you know what I'm saying, they came through. And I want y'all to watch this video if y'all can. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you're able to pull the audio up if you can, about Madeline Miller. If we can pull that up, Madeline Miller. When the police beat you physically, and you'd be like, they're trained to say stop resisting. You know what I'm saying? Some of you be confused. Like, what's going on? They're trained to say stop resisting. And if you see some kids, they ain't even fighting back. It's always in there. You'll be hard-pressed. You go Google. You'll be hard-pressed to find a police shot anybody. You have to play word games as a result of a police shooting, such and such. You know, this takes the blow from it. You know what I'm saying? You know, when you get to read, you know, well, maybe you didn't have it. And go, if you don't think words are important, this is the narrative, the word game, the euphemism. Go back, Google it. Just say, as a result of a shooting, this individual was found unresponsive. You're like, damn, what happened? You know what I'm saying? You know, as a result of a shooting, Joe get into it with such and such on 39th Street or 63rd or O Block, it's clear. Gang war, such and such, you know, black, right. You know what I'm saying? As a shot dude, you're like, hold on, I ain't been in court, ain't none of this here. But the whole narrative, you know what I'm saying? You have been back in your mind, you was guilty. You said, hold on, let dude, he ain't got it into the arraignment change. You're like, no, but who said the police ain't shot him? But these cases, the police, who they don't do the image, look how many times we made some leaks just like even get some of this video footage. You know what I'm saying? This is even get some of their names. So again, revolutionaries never satisfied. You know what I'm saying? Never satisfied. But you got to check into what was all this. The thing back stuff that a lot of people take for granted that you're able to get the names or just even an image of the police. This is a result of struggle. This is a result of constantly, continuously being able to say the word games they're playing. You know what I'm saying? Well, this person, death duty, and you're like, excuse me, it's under investigation. You get charged with kind of, ain't you? You county jail, no bond. Got some guests in the building with this, y'all. We live and direct, y'all. So give me a heads up of those who call in. When you call in 929-477-3785. Be sure to press 1 to get in. Be sure to press 1. And I need y'all on deck Friday. We coming in, cleaning up and cleaning out. 11 o'clock a.m., we barbecuing all that. Doc, it's always good to see you. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be here on the battlefield, but all this is inclusive in the battlefield because, again, you know what I'm saying, we're talking about war, ways our people to my struggle. It's not just the aspect of just one piece. Okay, well, I don't do protests. All these that getting information is out. That's part of this here. Organizing the people, so on and so forth. And who we have in the studio with us, and there's so many issues that's happening. But I got the text from you. I think I was in Cleveland. Just getting back in from Cleveland, Ohio, building some case of police terrorism. You know what I'm saying? And I tell people, man, you would think all the uprisings and rebellions that happen, you'd be saying, okay, I mean, like some cats on the streets, they tell you sometimes, listen, man, be cool, the spot is hot, you know what I'm saying, police watching us, you know what I'm saying, be cool. Logically, people think, okay, man, you know what I'm saying, the police, all these uprisings and discussion coming out, be a little extra careful when you go to people's houses, you know what I'm saying, the black community, you know what I'm saying, they kind of paranoid because they got in their mind and we've just been getting down on them all the time. So just kind of hold fast for a minute, be a little extra cautious. Madeline Miller. First, who we got here in the studio with us, and also, who is Madeline Miller and what's happening?
I'm Dr. LaShawn Latrice from Make Noise for Change and Justice for Nick.
I'm Shabir Rizvi from the Party for Socialism and Liberation.
I'm Aaron McIntyre. I'm not affiliated with any associations, but I am 17. I'm growing up in this area, and I know that all this happening around me is shaping me and shaping the next generation. So I find it very important that we are in these conversations and we know what's going on.
And we also have TT.
Right on.
She's with us as well.
Okay.
Madeline Miller, just to give you a little bit of backdrop, Madeline Miller is the woman who was murdered by Flossmoor Police Department on this past Sunday. The situation was kind of trying to be hushed by the town, the news media. Flossmoor is what they call the gem of the south suburbs.
Mm.
So there's this reputation for perfection.
Mm-hmm.
They want to shush items that happen that affect or impact how we view the police.
Mm-hmm.
And we were appalled when we heard about it. We knew that there could have been other measures taken. And once we started complaining, then the video was released. However, we were trying to respect the wishes of the family because we knew that it, as long as there was silence, that they would come out and shape the narrative in which the way that they would want to. So some of us got together and decided that we were going to call for police accountability. And that's how some of the organizations and the people, even the residents in Flossmoor, came out to support us. So I'll let Shabir give you a little backdrop, and then we can talk about what we did as an action.
Right on.
Yeah, also it's important to mention that between the years of 2005 to 2020, so 15 years, 135 cases of police shootings in the south suburbs alone, 135, and all of them, journalists found, all of them were found to be justified. So does that sound right to anyone here?
Not at all.
No. Math is my favorite subject, but them numbers don't, I mean, you can't get this type of odds in Las Vegas, man. No, real talk. Yeah. No, it don't sound right.
I'd like to speak to just how true it is that this was incredibly covered up. I only heard about it from her here. I live in the area. This is something that I should know. We don't hear about these things. They didn't even try to just cover it up. They successfully covered it up. And they're covering it up on purpose because they know, if people know, people are going to be outraged because there was no justifiable reason for that. So to give some context to this situation, she had a knife. The police had a gun. The police had a gun. She is not a threat to you. In this situation, she is not a threat. It is very easy to incapacitate someone if you have a gun. And we see it time and time again. Recently, we've seen examples of white people with guns being taken out.
Absolutely.
Perfectly, not even without being shot, but without being harmed in the slightest. So we know it's possible. And that's exactly why they're trying to cover it up, because they know that we know it's possible, too.
How old are you, young man? How old are you?
Just turned 17 this June.
Right on.
And I love it. I love the enthusiasm of the youth, and every time that they express an interest, we just grab them in.
Because
really, that's our future. They're the ones that we're fighting for.
Right on.
The situation with Madeline Miller, so we're clear, there was a domestic disturbance. We're not sure who made the phone call, because I was told she made the call, and the police said something different. So we don't know what the truth is about that. However, she felt like her life was in danger with another relative.
Yeah.
Apparently, the police came in the middle of a heated scuffle between the two of them, and because when he banged on the door, the person was yelling, saying, "She's trying to kill me," he was immediately enraged, and you can see that on the video, this video that they released. And by the way, that footage that came off the dash cam is edited. So we're seeing an edited copy of what happened.
Yes.
But when he opened the door, he said, "Drop the knife." But she was hysterical, like traumatically hysterical.
Yeah.
And so she tried to run past the person that she believed was going to harm her.
Yeah.
And when she ran out the door, her foot never touched the ground before that officer fired. And if you watch the tape, you'll see right when she got to the door, she got shot, which means he was at a far enough distance that he could have done taser if he felt like he was in danger. Once he made the first shot, the other officer on the other side shot another two times. So she didn't have a chance, and this lady was 90 pounds. 90 pounds.
Was she on a walk or something like that?
No, that was the person. She was at the house caring for her elderly aunt.
Okay.
So that's why
okay.
she was there.
Okay.
However, when that altercation took place, maybe she felt she had to retreat, and that's why she grabbed the knife. The police were not a part of the situation. They just felt like they had to come in and rescue something.
Yeah.
And so that serving thing that they do,
yeah,
that's exactly what happened. So when we thought about this collectively, we started chatting on social media,
yeah,
and a group of the residents were just as outraged as us. And I'm a resident. But the subdivision where I live in Flossmoor, those people look like me, but nobody said anything.
Yeah.
So the next day after Madeline Miller was murdered,
yeah,
I started getting email from my subdivision inviting me to events in Flossmoor as if this lady's life was nothing. Yeah. So I was so outraged that I began to contact board members because,
yeah,
I'm like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
How can a black woman be killed and nobody who's black is talking about it,
yeah,
who is in some sort of position to verbalize,
yeah,
you know, their concerns? And no one wanted to say anything. So I ended up connecting with a group of residents, myself, Camilla Williams from Good Kids, Mad City, PSL, Shabir, Patrick. It was a group of us. We just started chatting with the neighbors in Flossmoor.
Yeah.
Those people set a meeting up for us to come to on Friday.
Yeah.
We went to that meeting, and unbeknownst to us, the community was outraged more than Flossmoor could ever know.
Yeah.
So that's why we decided, okay, we're going to go to the board meeting. So,
yeah,
the board meeting was Monday. We all got together. We had a little spiel of our demands and what we were going to ask for, and we just convened right outside the city hall.
Yeah.
And to our, we didn't even know, but they weren't even going to mention this.
Mm-hmm.
What they tried to do was shush us because they were saying, oh, we can't talk about any details. It's under investigation.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at something higher because this is a,
yeah,
bigger issue. It's,
yeah,
systemic in nature. And when we think about the racist antics of killer cops, that has had to be going on for a very long time for it to escalate to a place like this, and they think they don't have to give any sort of explanation.
Yeah.
So that's where our outrage built from. So when we got up and talked at the board meeting, we were not holding back any of our true feelings about what we felt that was happening,
yeah. Yeah.
But it was an ask. It was a demand,
yeah,
that we were really saying, hey,
yeah,
listen, there has to be some accountability. Why is it that the police manage to de-escalate a situation for a white person,
yeah,
but they can't de-escalate for a black person?
Yeah.
And then on top of that, if Madeline Miller was white, would she be dead right now?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not. And so we were examining. Now, we're talking to a board comprised of, I would say, 70 to 80% white and three
yeah,
blacks. One person was absent. I don't know what their true feelings were about it because everything they said to us was kind of general in nature,
yeah,
but we did have one of the family members attend that meeting with us,
yeah,
and she got up and spoke as well. And so our thing was, we want this on the agenda for discussion.
Yes.
They were trying to get us out the way so they can talk about some trees and flowers,
yeah,
more.
Yeah.
So that's really why we disrupted the,
yeah,
meeting. But right after we exited out,
yeah,
they went back to business about the tree shrubs.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so at the end of the day, now a series of actions have to be done because the next board meeting is Monday, August 1st.
When?
So we're Monday, August 1st at 7 p.m.
Monday,
Village
August
of Flossmoor. And so what we're going to do is we're going to gather with some more of the residents,
yeah,
and we're going to do an action prior to that.
Yeah.
And then what that'll do is galvanize people to get them to see that their voice does matter and they can't cut us off like they did before.
Yeah.
If they do, the meeting won't go forth. And so that's how we're going to handle that situation.
No, we on deck. Got your back, like a backpack, and your chill, like a bulletproof vest, y'all. You know, it don't surprise you. Okay, like, Dr. Sean Busey, people have reached out to you. And those, no, this is something that, I mean, this is, I got to get, Cassandra Grill. I mean, these are something, I don't care if it's Cook County Jail. I don't, you know what I'm talking about, you know, response to, you know what I'm saying, the brutal conditions. You know what I'm saying? In this modern-day concentration camp, you know what I'm saying? I don't care whether it's something going on in Flossmoor. I don't care, you know what I'm saying, wherever. Logan Prison Penitentiary. Man, these boys, I don't care what the weather's like. You know what I'm saying? I'm freezing cold. In fact, when the COVID was first being the coronavirus, first being discussion, the pandemic, first everybody started, first, I mean, people still going to be down the stage. And, you know, with Cassandra Grills on the phone, you know, pushing blow by blow directly to, you know, the administration, sheriff, Tom Darden, the officer, was talking with her husband, Nicholas Lee, and, you know, and the result, you know, the third documented person, result of his death, you know what I'm saying? It's on the state, you know what I'm saying, brought, took them out, you know what I'm saying, due to negligence, and, you know what I'm saying, and she still, and Lisa's in particular, I mean, I get charged up when we out there protesting, cats be, writing free of all everything inside the jail windows. And, you know, you talking about, you know, Florence Morton, this is kind of, we got an international listener audience, for those who are listening, you know, you hear terms like this is a similar situation. People dismiss, they hear terms like suburb. And I think, Highland. Highland Park. If you notice, go back and look at the first initial reports. They were saying, like, Chicago was a narrative, but they say shooting, and they come on saying, like, you know, they're saying West, a suburb of Chicago. But and you see, the media, they like I say, you know, catch words, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because people was calling me, you know, man, talking. I knew something was weird. The way I said, shooting in Chicago every day. They said, no, there's something else going down. I said, huh? And Highland Park, you know what I'm saying? And with this white cat, you know what I'm saying? I don't even want to say allegedly, because I don't even think he's saying he didn't do the shooting. I don't even think he's tripping, you know what I'm saying? I mean, in blatant contrast to Jalen Walker, you know what I'm saying? I mean, so don't tell me, so man, you go through this whole, think about how much time we don't waste, people go through this racial sensitivity training. You know what I'm saying? You know, the police, they got to learn how to deal with this here. Okay, you know what I'm saying? We got to cut to the chase. I don't care if it's the landlord, slum lords in our community. I don't care if it's the merchants in our community. And, well, you know, man, you're supposed to call in. Jacob Blake, call in on the radio station. We live on air. Call in. Call the radio station. We on air right now. Call 929. Click in. Call in. 929. First of all, you all right? I got to ask you, you all right?
Yeah, I'm good. Go ahead.
Okay.
Text me the number.
Call right in. Right on. Primo. Okay, y'all be able to, Jacob Blake, whose son was shot 7 times. Man, as a matter of fact, before I head up there, I get a call from you that late that night, you know what I'm saying? Hold on. Check, look for, what's the first number?
440.
Look for 440. Bring up. Hold on. What's that? Okay. Come on, tag team with us. Cassandra, let me, Bring them all, yep. I'm trying to tell them.
Okay, Primo, we have on the line as well, Timmy. Primo.
Right on, Primo. Let me take you. Okay, Primo, welcome, to my phone. What's this number here? Oh, 929. 929-477-477. Okay, 3785. Yeah, give me a press one. Okay, press one. That's Jake Blake. Okay, press one. Okay. All right. Okay, yo, we still moving the groove. Okay, you brought another call in. Sister Cassandra, you get online.
No, this is Brother Mark.
Oh, Brother Mark. Okay. Hey, my brother. Man, good in your voice.
Hey.
Man, this is Mark Clemens, y'all. Just called in. I just gave a little brief bio on him. I told him he was tortured, you know, some Chicago police, and, you know, some people are saying, logically, okay, well, you know, he ain't sitting down and being cool. We said the people's pain reflect, and I want to commit the resume, and, you know, saying, the people we have here, it's not, you know what I'm saying, it's not just about them as individuals, you know what I'm saying, and to be out there, you know what I'm saying, battle tested, and again, Google, please take notes, or I know get the iPad, these names that we're fortunate to have here, a lot of people we have here with us, we're fortunate and unfortunate to be connected, you know what I'm saying, certain conditions, you know what I'm saying, but, the attacks that many of us, you know, myself included, that this system get out on us, you know what I'm saying? Hey, we sticking and moving, man. We going to the corner of the shot of water, and we connecting up, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of times people feel defeated, you know what I'm saying? Certain things, and I know we're told in many cases something, you know, the police kill our loved ones, whatever. And it's a certain feeling you have. It's a certain feeling you have. If you get a phone call, man, your cousin get killed. You know, who did, man, them niggas over on 43rd. It's a certain feeling, okay, you know, like, you know, how can you get back at that? When you're told that the police, some state of, a state entity does something, it's like it's another hit. You know what I'm saying? It's a certain defeatism that hit a lot of people, like, damn. You know what I'm saying? We have to be honest about that. Again, it is demoralizing. We got some people online with us. We got some people here. You know what I'm saying? We got some war stories here. You know what I'm saying? I'm not setting up no stick sound bite. Who clear we going against all odds. We clear on that. We, you know what I'm saying? We clear. But it's not, we clear also what Malcolm X said, that even if you lay down, this system is still going to walk all over you. And a lot of times they come through, and the people tell our families, don't say nothing, keep it to yourself. You know what I'm saying? That's pedophiles tell children that. You know what I'm saying? Hold it, keep it to yourself. So, we got to heighten these contradictions, y'all. It's embarrassing being oppressed. It is embarrassing being oppressed. It hurts. It's embarrassing. But if nothing happened, man, and we are serving the people, serving history. Let the record reflect that we fall back, that we expose. You know what I'm saying? So, and then once you start again, I was in a household this past week. It was people in the house. I know all these stories. It's therapeutic. It's therapeutic. And then it's more therapeutic to say, hold on, y'all are just talking. No, we down at the county jail. We out here. We village August 1st. Village Hall in Flossmoor, they'll be there. And you start seeing other people, you start hearing about who've been tortured, whose husband and loved ones been killed in county jail. And you know what I'm saying? To say, no, we just taking this here. That same momentum that you, like I said, if you get the word, little Joe, just pop your cousin, if you say, we going to get them niggas. Man, did this here. This system, how they move on us consistently, you know what I'm saying? It ain't no statute of limitations for these attacks on us. Ain't no statute. Oh, they haven't long. Listen, I'm 52 years old. Never forget December 4th, 1969. Not just by Chairman Ferguson, but Defense Captain Mark Clark. I'm talking about Spurs and Jake Winters. Before then, we have to be armed with a politic and a position that transcends generational, gender, and geographical lines. Mark Clemens, man, what's happening, brother? What's going on, man?
Hey, free them all, Brother Fred. The struggle definitely continues, and we are still fighting. And, you know, I was in Flossmoor on Monday, was contacted by the sister of Madeline, Diane. And, you know, I watched the video like everyone else had watched the video. But the narrative of why this sister was shot and killed, it don't add up. And, you know, the bottom line of it is that we must hold these elected officials accountable in Flossmoor. Why in the world would a 64-year-old woman, barely 90 pounds, be shot three times by police? You know, we have learned of around this country in Ohio where that a brother was shot 46 times by the police. And I believe that we all must
shot. Mark Clemens, excuse me. How many times was he shot?
46 times in Ohio. You know, the narrative was that he was shot over 60, but allegedly, according to the coroner's report that was just released last week, it states 46 times. I don't care if he was shot one time.
Man.
He was running from the police.
Man.
You know, and how many times?
Hit that many times. How many times?
Yes.
Hit 46 times. Listen, man, we cannot, Asada Shakur, you cannot get immune to this. It cannot become normal. I mean, like, literally, when Dave Chappelle broke down that piece about George Floyd, this happened to a dog, it'd be a different response. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead, Mark. Go ahead, Brother Mark.
And, you know, the bottom line of it is you know, we're still dealing from the dark ages of John Purge from 1972. And just today, and the reason I'm not in the studio is because I was at the courthouse where two brothers was exonerated after spending more than two decades of their lives hemmed up inside of a prison. We have just had seven exonerations in less than 10 days of men that have spent at least two decades behind prison walls with these guilty cops. I want these cops prosecuted. Why in the world is these cops not being prosecuted by the Cook County State's Attorney's Office? It is enough evidence to show that these cops framed people, that they tortured people, and that they locked people up without justification. Where is the justice in these particular cases? Where's the healing, the trauma that runs rampant in our communities? Where can the people honestly go for healing as a result of being locked up so long? Me, myself, being someone locked up 28 years inside of a prison for something that I did not do, and it's the norm to this society due to the fact that society thinks that these matters are just going to work itself out. No, you got to put some muscle behind these issues. And lastly, what I will say is this. The people should be outraged over what happened with Matlin Miller, and the people need to stand together with the residents in Flossmoor. If I can get up and go to Flossmoor, then they can get up and go to Flossmoor. It's time out asking for these investigations. Time and time and time again, what have we seen these investigations lead to? Nothing but systematic cover-up. So I say it loud and clear, free them all, but guess what? Bring justice for the family of Matlin Miller. Thank you, my brother, and power to the people.
Free them all. Power to the people. Thank you. Yeah, this is Mark. This is Mark Clemens, y'all, who was tortured, you know what I'm saying? Go to his Facebook page, Mark Clemens. Go to his Facebook page. And, you know, I appreciate you, you know, saying in plain layman terms, you know, I mean, in these criminals, like I said, if you're talking, these atrocity acts, these people that, these criminals involved in, if you were saying guys, people on the street done this, there wouldn't be no question about it, they would be locked up. And, you know, look at Sandra Grisp, I think she's on there too, also on page also. And she just, and like, you look at the officials, elected officials, whether it be and Lightfoot or Sheriff Tom Dart, the context about the, those and the criminal acts, that's when we get legality mixed up with morality. Well, that's the police again. Okay, man, this motherfucker's involved. Like, shot somebody involved in them locked up. Nazi Germany, I forgot the term they used. They said they know what was going on, but they complicit with it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We go. I get another call in queue.
Grandma,
yes.
Hey, little bro, how you doing?
Okay, hey, my brother,
Jacob Blake Senior.
Jacob Blake Senior, man, welcome, brother. Man, free him all. Welcome as always, man.
Free him all,
Jacob Blake
Senior, bro.
Free them all, welcome. Man, the father, Jacob Blake, you know what I'm saying? Again, was shot seven times. And, you know what I'm saying? Again, in Wisconsin, man. And, I mean, we globe-trotting all over. I mean, it would be ideal. We just say, man, this is, you know, Chicago is just messed up. We globe-trotting. And people come back to back. You know what I'm saying? This is the modus operandi. This is the modus operandi. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be Killers in the Cook County Jail, Flossmoor, Wisconsin. This is the modus. And we got to hook up, y'all. I ain't never been to Ohio. We got to connect up. We got to tie this in every, man, the beach parties, to tie this conversation, ease it in. You know what I'm saying? The barbershop, these names we throwing out there. Make sure y'all know these names. You know what I'm saying? The good and the bad. The ones, these names who's took out and the ones who taking them out. No, we got to know these names. You know what I'm saying?
man, what's the speed? What's going on, brother? Have you heard about the thing in situation in Flossmoore?
Yeah, I heard about the situation in Flossmoore. Yes, sir. You know, I'm coming into town for that, and we're headed to Memphis right now for Stomp the City. We're trying to do what everybody should do, brother, is put boots on the ground and get motivated to get out there, man. Pick something. Pick something. You get out there and do something. We're not sitting around, yeah, brother. We're trying to make something happen. I called you in California. You showed up because we trying to make this. This is a right, national problem, man. It's not just a Chicago problem, a Wisconsin problem. It's a national problem, and it's ridiculous.
Ain't no
man.
Shortage of cases. Ain't no shortage of cases. So you know, people can't say, well, man, I ain't know what's going on. Type it, man. But as I said earlier, they got to put in, they got to play the word game with. You got to type in as a result of police shooting, because you know what I'm saying. They still refuse to say the police killing us. You know what I'm saying? But man,
right.
No
that's what it,
cases,
that's
right,
how it
brother.
End up. It end up
that's
every time,
it.
Brother.
Every
and this
time.
Cannot be regular.
Every time.
It cannot be normal. We letting it be normal. This is regular. This is how it's going to happen. No. It cannot be regular, and we cannot allow it to happen.
Real talk. Okay, bring us the speed, just in case. I don't want to draw no foregone conclusions. Memphis, you said you were going to head to Memphis. Bring us the speed there. What's happening now?
Out there in Memphis, man, they're having the same problem we're having in Chicago. Senseless street violence, man, and black-on-black murders. If we don't step up in our own communities to try to end what's going on in ours, and then we address the police at the same time. We don't have to be on one. We can be on everything. We're not one division. We're multifaceted. So we cannot allow the police to murder us, and we must stop murdering us all at the same time.
That's right.
That's it. There's nothing else that
Real
can
talk.
Be accepted. The structure that you
Real
and
talk.
Me grew up in, the structure that we have would not allow this to happen.
Right on.
So we must step back. Yeah.
Can you bring me another call in with me too? I'm trying to see a 440.
7-7-3.
7-7-3. They had them conventions. They gonna say, hey, call, they got representatives. They be like, okay, we got representatives from such. I guess we got so many cases on here, right, man? I mean, right now. And this ain't
all
no
you gotta
man.
Do is pick
I mean,
one.
Listen, watch this, man. Is she on now? Felicia, you mean Cassandra on? She pressed one.
Breaking up, bro. We breaking up. I'll call back.
I'm trying to bring Sister Cassandra Greer on while you on the phone also. I'm trying to bring her on. We're trying to bombard people back to back. You know what I'm saying? Some of you say, man, we ain't got to talk about this all the time. This got to be in our poetry sets. We kicking it. You know what I'm saying? Man, catch rides. People say, man, the corona. And sometimes people thought the coronavirus, this time the country got to come together. You know what I'm saying? They still knocking us off. Mm-hmm. Still knocking us off. Moment of treatment. Hands up, mask on your face. They still knocking us off.
Oh, that's good.
You know what I'm saying? And it's... Go ahead, say it again, sis.
Oh, Primo, Chairman, hello. Yep, Primo.
Right on. Okay, Jake, you still online? I'm just bringing... Hey, Smoke Go, get us online. Well, this is Cassandra Grill. Listeners, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Her husband, for those who not familiar, you get me what I'm saying? Nicholas Lee in the infamous Cook County Jail, the largest county jail in the country. The largest. Y'all heard of talking about Cook County Jail before the coronavirus, mm-hmm. How notorious it was. And when the coronavirus comes, even the news said, man, they trying to flip up to like a straight up open casket. I'm talking about straight. She on the phone giving us blow by blow. You know what I'm saying? What's happening? He
He's telling them, man, the other guys locked up in county jail. His third person, they knocked him off. Man, she been getting down to him. The brothers been in isolation, nonstop. Sister Cassandra Greer on line with us now. Welcome, my sister. What's happening with you?
Chairman, I love you. I love you, Dr. LaShawn. You already know y'all my people.
You.
Love
you
but too. Let me tell you, I'm so tired of, I know this, it might be a kid-friendly show, so I ain't going to talk the way I want to talk. But I'm I'm so tired of motherfuckers talking about investigations.
Yes.
Ain't shit to investigate.
Yes.
We are being murdered in our face. Okay, comes to black people, it's shoot to kill. When it comes to the white people, goddammit, it's stand down, arrest with Burger King.
Yeah.
Fuck that. It ain't no other way to see it. It's
you can't
nothing
make it
to
no
investigate. I'm talking about they know how
Real
to
talk.
Go around. They know how to use the tactics that they were taught for every other situation except us. When it comes to us, we dying in the jails. We dying out here on the streets. And at first, Chairman and Dr. LaShawn, at first, we are saying, okay, they killed my young black man. Now they fucking killing the elders. They don't give a fuck. You black, you dead.
Right.
So all I'm saying is I need my people to stand the fuck up. Don't wait until you meet. Sitting on the front row of your family that was murdered in Cook County Jail. Don't wait until you, Madeline Miller's family, looking at this elder laying in a casket because she was shot 8 times. They will wait until you, Jalen's mama and grandmama, sitting there when they assassinated this boy 46 times, when they took George Floyd out in our face. What the fuck is it going to take for us to see? They killing us, it's by design. And guess what? I hate to hear people saying, oh, we out here killing ourselves. We were set up to do this. We don't have shit in our communities. No jobs, no community centers, nothing. They took away the heads, because they had organization. They knew what the fuck they was doing when they took them away. Now they want Larry to ride back there. They want Jeff to ride back there. But they knew what they were doing when they took them away. So with that being said, y'all, and I'm not praising no gang, no nothing, but it was organization out here. It would have never been. So now they want to say, oh, there's these black-on-black crime. They kill each other. It's a war zone. We don't have shit. We don't have community centers. We don't have nothing in our neighborhood. We don't have jobs. And what they do, give us game paying shit to even pay, to help people pay their rent. So what you going to do? Rob Peter to pay Paul. And then that's what they're going to do. Spark confusion with neighborhoods and blocks with the young motherfuckers because there's no organization. So with that being said, I love y'all. I need you. Y'all done been there since I put dirt on Nick. Y'all done been out here with me. I'm not going to stop. But I want people to stop saying why. And I want people to stop saying wait for investigations. It ain't shit to investigate. We are being murdered in our face. And they give no fuck. It's a demon called qualified immunity that they got on their side that we don't have. We got 6 men that was just exonerated that have spent decades after decades in jail. And guess what? They don't give a fuck. Tom brought it home with his wife. The judge just sentenced them. They got their last cross. Ain't shit going to happen to them. So guess what? They waiting for the next niggas to come in their courtroom so they can give them 100 years, 500 years, even if they guilty or not. So with that being said, I love y'all. People, stand up. We need you. Don't wait until it's your relative. Don't wait until you're sitting on that front row. Because trust me, if you got black and brown men out there, they coming. They targeted. So you better send them to Japan somewhere because other than that, they're a target out here. So I love y'all.
Right.
I'm with you. I need you. Please, y'all, send with them. Please, we need you.
Man, we love and appreciate you, sis. Man, y'all go to her page, Sandra Greer. They get you caught in this scourge of futility. You know what I'm saying? Like she just said, this whole investigation. All this in plain language terms. I mean, you can't make it more plain than she laid this shit out. You know what I'm saying? And this shit, man. You heard the old thing about this? The guy go to work, go to job, he work, and the boss fuck him over so bad, he come home here and see what he's on the family. This shit in our community. It's I was out here today, 97 degrees hot today. I say you can't find a damn swimming pool in the black folks. I was in Maywood. I said, Chairman, he was a child, 12 years old. He don't take no rocket science to see this shit is fucking us up. It was a different people said, how did the family was so young? before he was chairman, when he was Fred Hampton, 12 years old, he went to grammar school and told me this. She told me, she said, she told me this story. A few people told me, she said, listen, she said, I'm 12 years old. I was in grammar school with him. She said, he took these sticks. I said, well, she said, you heard me, some branches, some twigs. He put on some poster boards. Went to the police station in Maywood. This Fred happened before he was chairman. She said, went to the police station. She said, about 5 or 6 of us, she said, went with him. Protest the police. Because he's seen in Melrose Park, white folks got swimming pools over there. Now, he didn't do no big study to figure out. He said black children ain't got no pool. You know what I'm saying? And he had to wait for a psychologist and say, wait a minute, how does it impact you? You know what I'm saying? Man, what's the big deal? You know what I'm saying? Why do you think they go look at other communities, the resources? You know what I'm saying? It's tied into all this stuff. You know what I'm saying? The trickle-down impact, how you feel about each other, all this, the resources. She said he protested. They protested. He didn't go back. He took them up there. The police throw tear gas canisters out at him. She said he's 12 years old. He took that hot tear gas canister and threw it back in the police station. She said, this stuck with me all my life. She remembered that. It's a... I'm glad. Your brother, how you say 17, so he's 17 years old. A lot of times they get dumbed down and believe, well, man, it's because you didn't do something right, so on and so forth, man. Listen. It's a message that's sent to every entity, to the music industry, to the movie industry, to the motherfucking politicians, to the police, to the motherfucking Muppets. The motherfucking Muppets, the Sesame Street motherfuckers, the Muppets.
Yeah.
The Muppets. Go Google this shit. The Muppets feel comfortable to walk past and do backwards flips and land for the white people. Two little black girls, a straight disrespect. It's a message that motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? They feel this way, you know what I'm saying? It's a certain man, and we got to our listen. We going against all odds. We can't wait to this in February or this vote when this conscience is cool. So it got to be up to my the way we our terms we use, y'all. I'm telling you, our terms. This motherfucking fentanyl, call this shit chemical biological warfare. Start, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Start saying political prisoners. Only this shit about man, my uncle went on shit. Political prisoners. You know what I'm saying? She mentioned some names, y'all. Who before political prisoners? Start saying this shit until I'm
right.
Man. Held captive. When they locked up, start using what's they ransom. You know what I'm saying? Start saying it in your image. Start saying your conversation. Because they acknowledge this shit. It's a war. Ain't no war on drugs, no war on guns, no war on gang. It's a war on our ass. On our black ass. Point blank. You know what I'm saying? We got intertwined. And if an artist, the type of music, you know what I'm saying? The shit the motherfuckers say, you know what I'm saying? We get it up to Andy, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And this shit, even our children, you got to know this shit, man. You know what I'm saying? If this is happening to dogs, man, this won't be cool. I mean, every time you turn around, man, everything we talk about, the crime in our community, I want guys to do a day in our life. I'm talking about no shy movie. I'm talking about the real deal shit. This shit is depressing for grown people. Not something, I mean, you ain't shit to, this ain't shit to do. You know what I'm saying? But for, what you want, man? This is a conversation with Lonnie Johnson, man. What you want, man? Man, it's going to get blown. Get out and smoke. Release some panels of more niggas. And we told this shit directly to mute them. If you listen, go, the shit they sing to us, the way the police get out on us, you know what I'm saying? Man, a Sunday, you think mother starts saying she making dinner. Police, they done shot up, three times, right?
Three times.
They saying the knife, dude, like they mouth, you know what I'm saying? They saying the knife. So all that, maybe they need training, blah, man, this is it, man. When motherfuckers respect you, you know what I'm saying? Man, it's a certain image, a certain thought they have, you know what I'm saying? On other communities, man. We got to call this shit out, y'all.
Call her now.
We live and direct, you know what I'm saying? We hopping all over, and a lot of people say, man, here comes Chairman Frail. He won't always blame the government, the system, the white man. And we do. The shit that going on in our community, the type of everything, man, everything, how we view ourselves. It was brought to my attention that in the movie, Judas and Black Messiah, when the kiss scene with Chairman Fred and Deborah Johnson, I was there. Chairman, you go, he walk up, she walk a little. We on the set. It was brought to my attention that the motherfucking thing, it's a thing called, they had a long call of production code. There was a never show black people in a loving relationship. It was a law for that shit. So you, and they never show you, you just don't know, you had no frame of reference of it. This thing, Flossmore, motherfuckers ain't, you know what I'm saying, this man, 64 years old, motherfuckers ain't heard, you know what I'm saying, this will be spread across, this will be a common conversation. Be honest yourself, how many of y'all ain't even heard about this here?
Intentionally.
Jacob Blake, you still with us? You lose Jacob Blake?
Yeah,
we
have one more call.
Y'all tap in. And my guest, let me see. Who else you got?
TT.
Yeah, I'm throwing you on the spot. Yeah. All this young energy in here. And you know what I'm saying? I was in Sacramento one time, and a guy came to going to the barber shop. I said, man, you said you heard of you, Chairman Fred? Yeah. And he said, he told his son to go into the barber shop. He said, man, I want to talk to you, my son. He's kind of young. I said, hold on. Bring him back outside, man. In Nazi Germany, in their community, if their children don't know about the gas chambers, the Holocaust, they call it child abuse. If you don't tell your children what happened to their community, they say you committing child abuse. If you don't tell this ain't no hush hush whisper conversation, y'all. TT, what's going on? Well, first of all, welcome.
Thank you.
Introduce yourself.
Hey, y'all. I'm TZ. I live in the Baltimore area with Dr. Latrice and Aaron, and I heard about the situation with Madeline Miller. When did I hear about it? I don't know. I think I heard about it from you. You sent me the article, and I read it, and I was like, my God, I didn't even hear about this, and I live in Baltimore.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And she was like, board meeting at 6:30, and I was like, oh, for sure. So I went, we get there, and we were chanting outside, and then we get inside, and Dr. Latrice was like, they're probably not going to let us take our signs in there, but we took them anyway. And we get inside, and it seemed like they really didn't want to talk about it because they were like, we're not going to speak on the investigation. All of that is private. Mind you, the first person that talked was an old white lady. She was like, I just want to say that the police did a phenomenal job. Like, I commend them for what they did. And she didn't acknowledge that somebody died. No, she was like, no, there were two other people in the house, and the police saved those ladies. So I commend them. And, oh, in all my 60 years of living in Baltimore, I've never had an issue. So great job, police.
Said all of that. Planted.
Man, they'll white us out of history. Man, listen, hey, they'll tell us we came over here on a motherfucking boat cruise, you know what I'm saying? Man, they'll rewrite white history. On social media? Are your counterpart, first of all, how old are you?
I'm 17. I just turned 17.
Okay.
July.
In July, okay, happy belated, you just turned 17.
I just turned 17.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Okay, right on. What's the what's the buzz? What's happening I'm in sync. Okay, what's the thing? What's the hottest thing?
TikTok, Instagram.
What's the latest conversation going on?
No one's talking about it.
What are they talking about? What's the trend?
Like in general?
Right now, like I know it'd be like a different dance or something.
Yeah,
what's the big thing now? Challenge or something? What's
it's like a studio challenge right now where somebody hangs like a random object like a microphone you sing into that object, and then people got their flashes on in the background and everybody like screaming and going crazy.
You bring the microphone out the window?
You're in front of you, and you sing into that object.
And what is it called?
I don't know what it's called. I would have to find
it. It's a mic challenge.
Mic challenge.
I've seen it. I've seen somebody with a ragu bottle hanging, and I had to ask my kids what that was.
I know it switch up like two, three days. Is this hot, right? I mean, do you got another day or two with this?
Yeah.
How can we tie this in? Okay, with this mic, let's brainstorm on this. You know what I'm saying? How can we tell this matter? It's August 1st. You know what I'm saying? Let's brainstorm on. You know what I'm saying, getting people in, tying the mic so we can. Like, so we say put a pill in the applesauce. How can we bait them? I need y'all to brainstorm on that. How can we? I'm thinking like let's get a sign, August 1st. You know, so let's brainstorm some how to bait them. How to take this? You know what I'm saying? Meet me down. Meet me at August some of the mic. You know what I'm saying? Work with me. Brainstorm, you know what I'm saying?
Are you familiar with the term clickbait?
Yeah.
So what you can do is you start the video and it's like everything's regular and then cut it off and immediately go into the Madeline Miller thing. You can do that. So people are going to click on it thinking it's a regular video, but out of curiosity, they still going to stay.
Okay, we got to get on this for always. We got to put our work. Okay, what's the date?
Today's the 20th.
Now, should we wait for, I know the attention span, like, I know the stuff you move, so I don't want to be too early and go to something else. So, I know y'all study the algorithms, you know what I'm saying? So, we need to put together, work on that,
We got about 4 or 5 days before we put it out so that people don't forget.
Because
Cassandra said right now, Dirk getting knocked out, that's something that's trending. But we got to remember, every couple of days, something else comes up that's trending.
I don't think it's another trend
that
we
could
use.
It absolutely is.
I need y'all youngsters in particular. We're going to start, and you know what I'm saying, not this and some other stuff. Start like a Twitter team, social media, so to really get these youngsters. Yep. So that, we got a few things coming up, you know what I'm saying, if we go too early, we'll lose them. Look at the date before August 1st.
We could talk about cover-ups, too, and keep that going, because if we're talking cover-ups in Flossmoor, we can also bring up the anniversary of Alexis Wilson that's happening next week. This was a 19-year-old young girl that was shot by Dalton Police Department. And let's get this, right? The next day, Mayor Tiffany Anyard tried to cover it up. Tried to get the residents to not talk about it. It's a 19-year-old girl that was shot by two officers. This is an officer, Ryan Perez, that was killed.
The very one.
And it gets way worse. So we went down there. Dr. Lewis went out there. And they already blocked. This is a city hall type meeting. And we went down there. They already blocked off the entrances. They told us that we can't march on the street. So we took to the sidewalk. And in the light of cover-ups here, the Dalton Police Department and the Illinois State Patrol, hand-in-hand, arrested me, right? We were protesting on the sidewalk. They did not want this to blow up.
Yeah.
And you know what? They know they had nothing on us because they tried to get me into court. They tried to get me into paying a ticket that I knew was bogus. They dropped the charges.
Yeah.
They dropped the charges, and I can't talk too much about what's coming to them because of my lawyer, but some legal stuff is on the way.
Right
on. But next week is the anniversary. It's July 27th.
Yep.
And in the spirit of cover-ups, it's Wednesday. So in the spirit of cover-ups, we could keep talking about cover-ups because if the city of Flossmoor is trying to play that same card, I'll tell you right now, it's not going to work.
Not at all.
That was Flossmoor 2 with Alexis Wilson?
No, that was Dalton.
I remember Dalton.
But she was a resident of Homewood, which is very closely connected to Flossmoor.
Right.
While I'm sitting here, her mom is texting me, and I'm telling her, I'm going to let you know that she's having this vigil for her balloon and butterfly release.
On Wednesday the 27th at 7 p.m.,
and we're going to do it at Baba's, correct?
I think it's at Baba's.
Yes, we're going to do it at Baba's, and that's on Sibley and Dalton.
We'll try to do the show about that. We do our show every Wednesday.
Oh, that's awesome.
We'll do the show about that. And let's see, everything political. Let's see if we can tie this in. Castro had I don't know if y'all remember Elian Gonzalez, the child who his mother was coming to America, and they lost in the war, and it was a big debate about is he going to Cuba or to America. Castro, he sees the time and heightened the context for everything about the embargo on Cuba, and it brought so much attention because people thought seeing Elian Gonzalez, like, how is he so smart to open the door people some of the education that we have in Cuba? Mm-hmm. So I'm saying to say, we tie this in with all, you know what I'm saying? The 27th might be a kick-up date for thing for first.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Jacob Blake just got, we got a barrage of things to pick from, you know what I'm saying?
We got what Sister Cassandra working on, too, with all the campaigns she's launching. We can take that information and do the clickbait thing, too, where we tie it in because those situations are being covered up that she's fighting for. Everything that she's posting, that she's putting out there, people staying in isolation, being abused inside the prison, not getting proper medical treatment.
We need y'all.
We can take those things, use the young people.
We need y'all in particular saying we need
pump it up.
We need y'all. We need the young cats.
We need
the old cats. We need TikTok. We need the word to go out to Madeline Miller's counterpart. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about our elderly. I'm talking about, do that test to the bingo games.
Yes.
You know, I mean, we got to tell this. See, a war is you have two occupying armies, but they just fight. A revolution, you gain the minds of participation of the masses of the people. We need to figure out something with what they be doing on Sundays, how they communicate with each other. You know, in this case, so a lot of times they can be dismissed. They're 64 years old. So ain't no retirement from being black. Ain't no retirement. Okay, I'm gonna get my pension. I'm gonna sit down. A lot of people be saying that. What you doing? I'm standing away. Ain't no stand the way. Ain't no they coming to get you. Ain't no stand the way.
Not at all.
So all this, that's how we got a lot of stuff to do. You know what I'm saying? So I need you to start hitting in them youngsters on the TikTok and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Not gonna hit you with the stuff. We gonna get a dates. I kick up dates. I need to network with y'all. Make sure you get my Instagram. I get a couple of people. I know these podcasts are buzz and that.
Yeah.
You got any podcast? Other, you know what I'm saying?
I have a school radio show.
Oh, sure. Come on. Now.
That's right.
Okay, listen. Okay, we on the popping. So get out. Okay, man. Boom, boom, boom. Like, when the different people, they go, they have an agenda. They have like, different hearts, you know what I'm saying? So, say, and these are mandatory Facebook pages we get paying. Cassandra Greer's.
Mark Clemens.
My page. Josh
Page.
Camilla.
Oh, yes,
Chicago.
Okay. Let's network, dog. You know what I'm saying? You see, points of unity, you know what I'm saying? We find that, you know what I'm saying? We bam, bam, bam. Some days we all ain't going to be there every day. Sometimes you take a breather. We tag team with each other. So, what did he think? Right on.
We got to use their tools against themselves, too. Because think about it this way. You know, all these politicians, they want to look nice, right?
Yeah.
Election season's coming up. They got all these cameras across their faces. Yeah. So we got to find these politicians where they are and disrupt that, you know? Just like how we did with this town hall. You know, these politicians have public, they have to announce where they are, where they're making a public meeting.
What's coming up?
Someone's having a little press conference, we go there and say, hey, what's up with that? Why are you covering up this? Why are you covering up that? Why does the budget always look like this? Why is there no change? What's going on here?
And for those who listen and say, well, no, that's my, I like this, but heighten the contradictions. You'll be surprised. See, they be so used to not even ask no questions, you know what I'm saying? Point, we got to shadow the class piece. In other words, don't do it. Like, they visit all the time, man. Jeffrey, you go to a place, you can't disrupt it. Hey, listen, ain't gonna be disrupted. I'm talking about man, shooting 64-year-old Madeline Miller in the house. You know what I'm saying? This ain't no 9-5 shit. You know what I'm saying? Man, get a phone call 24/7 on deck. You know what I'm saying? Well, they have a politician debate. In church, and they ask questions, announcements. You know, man, hey, Pastor, all due respect, Pastor, we was having such and such case. You know what I'm saying? This got to be at the party. You know what I'm saying? The clubs, all that. The poetry, you say, ease it in. Ease it in, man. You know what I'm saying? We may get tired of every conversation. On your day, y'all going for dinner date. Hey, what time we protesting out west, Chicago Avenue? Guy killed the police, and this guy was trying to holler at the sister where that protest was. And I never forget what she said. She said, listen, I can't get nothing you talking about. You know what I'm saying? You can't get my ear unless you get out of here with this protest.
I know that's
I
right.
Say, that stuck with me. That stuck with me. It's a whole, we're going to up the ante, y'all. It was the 60s, it was a movement that up the ante. James Brown had changed the song, Black and I'm Proud. You made your relationships, just name your organizations, you know what I'm saying? You tie this shit, tie it in.
Yeah.
Get them, you know what I'm saying? These names got to be common to us, y'all. You know what I mean? Like these different politicians, what they did. Well, I told them, man, you ever gang shit in county jail? Yeah, I heard with Dart, what the fuck, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I heard what they did. It got, how we view these motherfuckers, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The names of them.
That's right. And right now, Sister Cassandra has a campaign right now. She's going into the communities, into the blocks.
She's
registering to vote. That's Justice for Nick. That's Cassandra Lee. That's Make Noise for Change. Dr. LaShawn Latrice. Y'all can look LaShawn Latrice up. Cassandra Greer. Cassandra posts every location that she's going to. We need volunteers. We need people to bring the community out. Because in order to get Tom Dart out, the people who are not voting need to vote, because he got a small section of people that voted for him, and they don't live where we live. That's the bad part.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
need to pay attention and say that if we value our lives and our communities, we got to step up so we can get this man out. We got to do what we got to do to get him out.
When is election time?
Election time in the fall, November. November is his election.
Go to my page, y'all. So y'all know I distinguish politics from electoral politics. I'm trying to give a whole objective analysis. You know what I'm saying? To put the position about this here. But I really want to. I guess I'm coming for in a minute. I guess I'm coming. And listen, she getting, man, looks and crannies. Every mother. Listen, every community, every hood. I'm to my. You know what I'm saying? And there's certain things, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, like I said, man, I told you, you say, man, Joe Blow done this. You know what I'm saying? Man, I don't know what the fuck. This is certain things that in the back of our mind we're told not to even, they end up terrorizing so much, sometimes we don't even talk about that. You know what I'm saying? And like y'all said, at the Village Hall, this system's so arrogant with us, they really be like, they talking to children. Like, when the coronavirus, they tell them I was going out at 9. You ain't gonna ask no questions. What
right.
the fuck going on? Are we changing this? Don't come out. They kill us. Don't come to hall meetings. They gonna say they come. Don't even say their names. You know what I'm saying? These people. I mean, they have names. Look, Cassandra Griff, sat out in front of Tom Dart's house.
Yes.
Sat in front of his house.
By herself.
Sat in front of his house. You know what I'm saying? Oh. Technically, she's about to say, but we had all eyes on her.
Right,
reflect.
That's
we had
right.
all eyes
tell
on her.
I
want Chef Tom Dobbin and everybody to be clear on that. We had all the, man, even when we got our back like a backpack and like a bulletproof vest, man, you know what I'm saying? And, man, did this here. These, man, like, the names of these motherfuckers, the and you go back and look at they do what they say, man, this motherfucker, they're like some rappers, and now they say, well, this been going on since 2012. You go look at the long line, the ones we're talking about, criminals. You say, damn, how long has this been going on?
Right.
And all of us know that, I mean, it becomes normalized to us. It's like you think, okay, dogs supposed to chase cats supposed to chase mice. The sun is up in the daytime, moon, and these motherfuckers fuck over us. The county, the conditions in Cook County Jail. It is so hard, y'all. So, be honest with yourself. Sometimes a motherfucker, they don't even ride past there because they have flashbacks of what happened to them.
That's right.
The Cook County, I mean, this notorious shit that goes down, this is the largest county jail in the country. The beatings, the conditions, all that, so you can imagine. This was YouTube for the media 20 years, decades ago. You know what I'm saying? And this, you know what I'm saying? And I tell you what. People say, okay, well, man. So I'm going to be call the question and say, okay, a lot of these politicians, they be so arrogant with us, they only feel they trying to even say something else. Pop up in a motherfucking parade. I got a Bud Billiken coming up, Bud Billiken parade.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, every man, we got to ask these questions to every motherfucker up there. I'm so ain't no just, they come through, they call that Nixon wave, motherfucker smiling, just waving.
Right.
No, dude, what's up, man? You have a man. What's your position on Nicholas Lee and Cook County Jail? You know what I'm saying? This ain't no right time for this shit. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no let's this way for Black History. You go ahead, sis. Yeah.
I just got one last thing to say, Chairman. I just want the people to know I don't fuck with these politicians. Trust me. I know that they scared. They don't want to vote because they corrupt all of
that's
them.
Right.
They feel, they are correct. But what I need them to know is that, like those six men, seven men that just got exonerated, we got to vote them motherfucking judges that's been sitting up there hanging us. We got to vote them out. We have to. I'm not out here telling people, vote for this person, vote for that person. What I am telling them is who not to vote the fuck for. And I'm going by statistics.
Yeah.
I'm giving them pamphlets in writing to show that these judges have been hanging us. Tom Dart is killing us. So I want the people to know I'm not out here broadcasting one politician. Hell no, I don't do that because I don't trust none of them. But I just want them to know who we got to get the fuck out of there because they killing us and they hanging us. So that's why I'm going block to block, neighborhood to neighborhood. Because they got to know Black votes matter, our lives matter, and we're going to make them see it and know it.
Yeah.
Even if we don't get Tom Dart out of here
that's
this time, I got four more years to fuck with them.
I hope y'all hear. And that clarity is important. See, a lot of times it's certain things we hear about certain things. It's like it's been so watered down. This is, you can hear the passion. I know this is the direct, I'm saying, this is, a lot of times motherfuckers, they get you, it's so embarrassing. Because I tell you, we force them, but you don't spend six and a half a dozen. She's saying make a statement to these motherfuckers who've been fucking, who you know fucking over us.
Right.
And see, a lot of people don't understand that. See, like you said, like I was talking to somebody the other day, and they say, well, Chad, are you with us? No, I ain't. I said, in the 60s, the choice wasn't just Democratic Republican Party. Mother said, we had the Black Panther Party. I said, I'm the motherfucker on the plantation that when the Union was fighting the Confederates, they said, who you ran with? We said, we ran with Reverend Nat Turner and Harriet Tubman.
Right.
And sometimes we're not in a powerful position of to make a, you know, say, to make a move. But also, this is my quote. I was saying this. I say, unfortunately, we're not in a position that we can. However, we are damaged. We are to the point we know that some of us got to go. You know what I'm saying? It's like. The people talking about like the battle women situation. Mother said, "Well, man, she don't want, she can't leave. Where she gonna go?" She say, "At some point, she say, I'm getting the fuck up out of here. Ain't no shelters over." She said, "I'm getting the fuck up out of here."
Mm-hmm.
These Cassandra, these motherfuckers done fucked us over. They fucking over. It's not even a question. Matter of fact, some of them will tell you they do it.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what? You listen to some of these, like I said, some of these rappers. You listen to their lyrics. They tell you how they feel about black folks. People say, "Ain't no, conspiracy theory."
Mm-hmm.
Listen to recently. Some of they talking about the speed cameras. They have a discussion. Everybody admit the speed cameras how they disproportionate like everything else hit black people. You know what I'm saying? Everybody acknowledges here. They talking about increasing or having a hearing in City Hall to increase the speed up to 6 miles. You know what I'm saying about the speed cameras? Mary Lightfoot saying she gonna beat whatever she beat on that shit. She say, and then come on. First they ran the whole use about the children getting hit. When that didn't work, she said, okay, dig the money. She said point blank.
Mm-hmm.
See, we got to bring the puss up out the soul. Okay, let's be clear what's going on here. See, what the, you know what I'm saying? This ain't about stopping no crime. You can't, man, the conditions, man, before the coronavirus, and it's still the coronavirus in Cook County Jail, it went up the beat. You can't say this about, you know what I'm saying, trying to stop no gang. Listen, we had a protest September 13th. Y'all know that date? Because this was Attica went up. We was challenging the conditions, the good guys in Cook County Jail. They were so being fucked over so bad. Came up with his brother name. I don't send him with the brother. You could hear the phone. They called all of them. They say, man, they demand. They told we want Chairman Freeham to come
right.
here.
Right.
See the fuck. We want him to see what's going on. The administration, hear me on this, y'all. Cook County Jail Administration, under the tenure of Sheriff Tom Dot, they try to hit me with this the old woe out ass shit. They tell me we do something. Every time we pass gas, it's gang activity. Right. Only for whatever. They try to come with that old shit about the gang. He said, man, they say, this dude got to be a gang chief. Them cats say, man, first of all, it's different guys up here. Some guys ain't even no damn gang. You know, they say, man, this ain't no gang. We talking about basically every time black folks, it's all this same usual tactic, gang shit. You know, they say, hell no. Challenge that shit. Motherfuckers to the point, you know what I'm saying, again, when motherfuckers in the house getting beat, the motherfuckers beating your ass so bad, and you trying to ask her, she not saying, motherfuckers says, she going to stay with Mr. Jones, Mr. She said, I'm getting the fuck up out of here. Well, you must got another man. No, I know motherfuckers beating me, I know what's happening in Division 6. It's so brutal. This shit got the end. You know what I'm saying? I know they came to get the transfer from me at a Menards. Speaking of Menards, it's going to be a thing this Friday. 55th and King Drive. If Lisa Gill, the family of Bernard, y'all make sure y'all tell us what, I think 1-5, 55th King Drive, about the brothers, the Bernard in particular. But they came and got me Bernard, my birthday, you'll never forget it, December 29th. And they came to give me, and they said, pack it, and everybody like, man, fuck, we going? When the guards out told me, I said, be cool. I said, man, it's a champ. I said, man, I wouldn't give a fuck. What they send me to fuck about this motherfucker? It was so brutal. It's so bad. What you saying? These elected officials, many selected officials, because I think they put them in there, and it happened so much of the norm. You started. That's how it's supposed to go. So she ain't told you about who the brother. She's saying these mom. She watch her page. She'll list the name. She'll say and she give me their resume. So you want to? I don't know. he said he done blah, blah. Sometimes you got to cut the fat from me because these motherfuckers trained. The politicians, they trained. They can, I mean, they trained in making shit sound good. They can make the gas chamber sound good. You know what I'm saying? So they trained in this shit. You know what I'm saying? They can lock you up and they get to explain to you why you doing this. You well, okay, I see what you're saying. Now, you know what I'm saying about the you can't visit. You know what I'm saying? Coronavirus. People that we had to lock you down. You know what I'm saying? You no soap. You know what I'm saying? Because security. Cut the fat from the meat. Cut the fat. As Matt Lightfoot, when she finally said, she said, man, all right, I'm a veto. She said, we need that loop. Cook County Jail. Then it's here. If you motherfucker think this shit about stopping crime, you believe Don King won't stop boxing. If you believe how they packing us, running us through this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Running us through this, yeah, we fight, get certain concessions, motherfucker come, okay, get on house arrest, so on and so forth. Then it's here. Go look at the resumes of what's been happening. After a while, you say, okay, maybe you know, so you can't blame on this person. Everybody knows what's going on. It's common knowledge. Talk to these youngsters before they get through with the bravado and how embarrassing what's going on, what they're going through in Cook County Jail. The commissary, how much we can take all of that, the conditions, the filth. I mean, when I was in the year, we'd come down to watch the rat fights. I'm talking about literally. We live in direct, y'all, on Free MR Radio, y'all, making history, taking history, taping history, y'all. We got some marching orders here, you know, the TikTok, social media, all of that. So Cassandra gave us some clarity, you know what I'm saying? Cats telling you, you know what I'm saying? They said, this here, all A, motherfuckers on A. I told you, I gave you that better woman syndrome, motherfuckers in the house, like, man, what about here? Motherfuckers told you, yeah, where'd you pack your suitcase and shit, man? Motherfuckers, she, man, she giving a resume. And motherfuckers starting to talk. It's words starting to buzz. Motherfuckers, evil, however this go. When you fight, it's a certain amount of freedom in fighting back. It's a cleansing process. It's conversations happening with cats about the stuff that people were told to leave at the door. Y'all remember the prisons in Abu Ghraib, Baghdad, that they beat down? Do you remember when they got them, and they were talking to people, and they was asking them, why didn't you talk about this? And a lot of them was saying, we did. We tried to file grievances. Then a lot of them said it was so embarrassing.
Right.
Only four cops got charged. Only four military personnel got charged.
And I would grab back. And they didn't want to. They took the pictures.
They took the pictures.
Yeah, they were like threatening them with dogs.
Dogs stripping them naked. And they were trained in the U.S. They came from U.S. One of them named Grainer, he was in SCI Greenwood when me Abu Jamal was at. That's us. We strike, man. We want heighten this whole. Let's start having some conversations, y'all, about Cook County Jail.
Yeah.
Let's talk about them 17-year-old women who were forced to rinse out their sanitary napkins for reuse. Yeah. In Cook County Jail. Let's have some brutal. Listen. What's her name? What's the artist? Jaguar Wright. She was going in on different things on social. You heard she going in. So she had to my Clive Davis. You remember Clive Davis?
Yeah.
Major mogul in the music industry.
Yeah.
The guy said, you need to be cool. You know, so something happens to you, you ain't scared. You know what she said? That's all right. She said, listen, I ain't been the same. Nothing can scare me. I've been to Cook County Jail. She's from Philadelphia.
Mm.
She said this. Oh, she said, I've been to Cook County Jail. She said, can nothing else scare me. Mm. This is at her mouth. She said, I seen a lady fall, put out there, her whole brain fall out of her head. And the guards walk past, Cook County Jail.
I can believe it.
Jack, she talk about this here. And go back and check, who was the sheriff then? This been the M.O. for this, Tom Doc. This shit. I mean, we all the youngsters, we about Cook County Jail. Man, the flash, the stories and shit, you know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all. We want these testimonies and stuff to come on out, y'all. What's happening? You know what I'm saying? It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
I was reading stories online during the COVID year. Basically, when inmates caught COVID, they weren't quarantined. Everybody was just kept
by each other.
And inmates were having... I will have to look back, but inmates were getting sick, and apparently they would go to the windows and they would be screaming, trying to get.
That was my life. My husband is trapped in there. It was my life. My husband is dead right now. April 12th, 2020, Easter Sunday, 4:20 a.m. He died. But before then, from March 29th all the way to April 12th, he tried to stay alive. I tried to keep him alive. So, baby, that was, I know you read it as a story, but every day that was my life. Those men had signs in the window. They were banging. And I just sent Dr. Latrice a text so she can say it on the air, Chairman. The gentleman's name is Tanico Boyd and Thaddeus Good. To this day, they are claimed to be Black Panther members, which they have labeled a gang. Chairman Fred Pitcher is up. He is a gang member. If they draw anything with blue and black colors, not for GD, but for Black Panthers, that's because they were demanding that Chairman Fred come in there so they can show him the conditions that they were living in. And Tom Dark said, no, this is a gang. So they are labeled right now. Thaddeus Goods, look them up. They're still in there. Their rights have been violated.
Please, Tanico Boyd.
Every
night. Thaddeus Goods.
Yeah.
Thaddeus Goods.
We need y'all to run this. We want y'all to be knowing about this here. This is a common conversation. I need to, you know what I'm saying? See, other communities, they pass it down, what's going on. You know what I'm saying? The names, this is right now today, you know what I'm saying? And y'all, we got that, I'm going to say advantage and disadvantage. Not just to read about this shit, I mean, they really get, they're right in the Walden County Jail. We out there. That was, I mean, right there from the county jail. Man, and she's talking to her husband on the phone. He's telling her. He's telling her broke, like telling her. You know, and she called, and she the administration telling her, he's telling her blow for blow. He's third person. Nicholas Lee. Yeah. Yeah. Real talk, sis. Man.
That's just the stuff we know about. Like, imagine if
you don't have any family, if you don't have any friends, you got the game. Adolf Hitler say, man, the first ones he put in the gas chamber was the ones who didn't receive any mail. They studied. They got motherfuckers still on count in Illinois prisons who've been dead 15 years. They still getting paid for them. Ain't no accountability. That's what we get to think of, one prison, one contact. If you ain't got no outside contact, it's a wrap.
Like, if you think about Guantanamo, they're doomed in there. There's 75 people still in there that are legally allowed to leave. The United States won't let them go.
Real talk. I just read an article on Chairman Fred. I just read it this morning. I'm gonna repost it. And they told me how they had paid his. He's a Menard, and his bond was paid, and they was refusing to let him go. You know what I'm saying? This is 59, and they had to put pressure on him to get him out of there. Man, we gotta flood this here, man. August 3rd, we have the Chairman Fred Street Party. This is gonna be some major tables and panels. We're pushing this out. We gotta have our team. We got our social media team. We're gonna draft some older people on August 1st. We gotta find out what they're doing. They got some bingo. They got some circus.
Oh, it's some events happening in Flossmoor. I'm gonna put them on blast.
Y'all ain't never heard of Flossmoor, huh?
That's at the Hampton House.
So August 3rd.
August 3rd. I grew up on 9th and Oak.
Okay, right on.
Yeah.
So you know the park gonna have it right there. Okay, time. I got some call with y'all this morning. Hey, man. Y'all are always welcome. Freedom Radio. We gonna try. Is that next Wednesday?
It's next Wednesday, July
27th. I'm in town. I'm gonna try to do the show live and direct from out there. Y'all also gonna tie this in, do our official kickoff for the social media clickbait, all type of stuff.
We got it.
I'm gonna
connect everything.
Our TikTok and all. Let me tell you, we be doing MySpace. This.
Right.
I got Instagram. I got Instagram. Hey, all these names, y'all, I can load them. Type them in, Google them, you know what I'm saying? Repost them, you know what I'm saying? Remember them names? We just put people who called in. Y'all have some living legends, you know what I'm saying, that they called in. We on deck, y'all. Don't forget to put on your calendar August 1st, y'all. Flossmoor. Google it. Type in. Natalie Miller. Hey, Justice for Nicholas, Justice for Amal. Keep your heads and eyes over your ass. Over Chris y'all. It's called Jacob Blake, Justice for Amal. It's called Free Amal, y'all.
Free Amal.
Need to take us out, y'all.
I grew up in Mayo to provide them.
Please.
and the chance for me to light.
Police department, open the door. Hello? What's going on? Come outside. Come outside. Come outside. Get outside. No. Hey. Yes, drop the knife. Drop the knife. Drop the knife. Drop the knife. 717, shots fired. Shots fired. Send me EMS.